I'm Barbara Kigozi, originally born in Uganda, which is in East Africa. You can ask anybody who has parents who are in different countries than the one that they live in. But it's always this that 3 a.m. call. It's the call that comes in the night that I've always feared, most of my adult life. And it came for me on March 28th. Getting that call from my younger sister who lives in England. And hearing her voice say, "Mom is gone." It was the most, in that moment, it was an out of body experience of just disbelief. We had to repatriate her back to Uganda, and nothing was moving. There were no airlines, nothing was going anywhere. So we had to have her to undertake her, and having to know that my mother is sitting in. Is laying in some strange place I will never see for 6 months. We took her home in August. There was this sort of window that opened up where people could return their family members to their resting place in Uganda. I literally had to sit in my house and watch the funeral of my mother on Zoom. So I had to get up at like 2 in the morning. I had a friend come over to kind of just be a support, but she also had to sit in another room. The whole juxtaposition that I had support of a friend who had to sit 10 feet away from me while I just sat there and watched my mother's funeral, and I couldn't even get a hug. Literally crazy. That moment of her being buried was so surreal to me. In so many ways, I have no closure. I think end of July, I go to England, we pack up her things, and this time around, getting on a plane, to sit on a plane for 6 hours to London, England, knowing that I'm going to my mother's house and she's not there, is just going to be just hard. And how do we do this? I mean, and walking in the house where she lived. And having to go through her things. And it's funny because I spent the last couple of years, sitting with her and telling her that you need to start getting rid of all these things you don't need. She had so many, she had shoes that looked the same but different colors. And I would sit with her, and she always teased me that every time I come home, I throw out her stuff or give away her stuff to charity because, you don't need all these things. And my goodness, even as we were doing those things together, in the back of my head, I would think, if something happened to her, this is a lot of stuff to go through. Grief is very personal. Your grief is your grief. There are a lot of people I know who've lost loved ones, and they have their own grief. And so when I get in those dark moments where I just feel so isolated because of how we are living our lives now, I keep reminding myself I'm not alone. My situation might be different from the other person, but at the end of the day, they lost somebody they loved. I think the pandemic has really shown how vulnerable we are, that we are not in charge.